Massachusetts educators, school staff, and child care workers can start getting their COVID vaccinations 1 week from today. President Biden called on states to prioritize school staff for vaccinations as part of his push to bring more students back into the classroom next month. Governor Baker says he's moving school and child care workers up in the vaccine line to avoid confusion with this federal push. WBUR's Carrie Young has been following this story and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Bob.
So the state says that 80% of school districts across the state are already offering some form of in-person learning. Given that, a lot of teachers have been in buildings. So what are they telling you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what I've heard so far is a range of reactions from teachers. It's mostly relief and happiness. Leaders with the Massachusetts Teachers Association called the announcement yesterday a victory, but there's also some feelings of frustration among teachers right now. Some of them, like New Bedford High School English teacher Takeru Nagiyoshi, say they're frustrated that it took so long to come to this decision.
This needed to happen, right? We have been told constantly that our work as teachers matter, and yet we didn't see it reflected in policy and who's being prioritized for vaccinations. And so to see this finally reflected in that leadership makes me feel better as a teacher.
Carrie, the Baker and Biden administrations have been calling for more teachers to return to classrooms. How will vaccinations affect that goal? What are you hearing?
Well, the sense I'm getting from school leadership is that this will make planning and especially negotiating around the building reopening process a lot easier. We've already heard that the Baker administration wants to open elementary school classrooms to students full-time soon or 5 days a week. The goal for that is April. And tomorrow, we're expecting the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to take another big step in that direction. They're expected to grant the Education Commissioner, Jeff Riley, the power to determine when remote education will no longer be an option for families. So all of this means changes to educator working conditions, which all of those usually have to be negotiated with unions. So the feeling that I'm hearing from school leaders like school committees, for example, is that with teachers vaccinated, negotiating around workplace safety will be a little bit easier. Glenn Kucher with the Massachusetts Association of School Committees explains it this way.
School committee members wanted teachers made eligible for the vaccine as a strategy for getting them back into the classroom as soon as possible, because that would resolve a big element of the safety issue.
He told me that rarely does everyone in his organization agree unanimously on an idea, but there was unanimity on this one when it came to bumping educators up in the priority list for vaccinations.
So, Carrie, these 400,000 educators and staff statewide will be joining a line of thousands of other people already trying to get the vaccine, such as people over 65, people in congregate care settings, people with two or more comorbidities. Many of these people are already struggling to get a vaccine appointment, as we know. So what's your sense of how challenging it's going to be for educators to get a vaccine?
I mean, it's really hard to say at this point, but it does seem like the approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has added a significant number of new vaccines to the state's supply. The state has already received about 58,000 doses of that type of vaccine. So as far as scheduling goes, or the logistics around how and when the vaccines will be distributed specifically to educators, a lot of those details are still being worked out, really. Right now, there aren't plans to designate certain community sites or set up schools as vaccination sites just for educators. But what I have heard state leaders consider is this idea of reserving certain days, like Saturdays, for example, or specific times just for educators. So right now, it's just a wait and see.
All right. So we'll see how they work this out. WBUR's Carrie Young. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.